We need the United States economy to grow at over 2%. We need the U.S. economy to grow at 3%, especially with the growing deficits the federal government has. And so much of this money, not just the project, is going to be coming from the private sector, from savings accounts, from pension accounts, from insurance companies, and on and on and on.
That's right. BlackRock CEO Larry Fink just urged everyday citizens to think about growing with the United States, framing the plunder of retirement nest eggs as some kind of patriotic duty. Fink didn't mince words about the scale of the heist. The U.S. economy must accelerate from a sluggish 2% growth to a robust 3% just to handle ballooning federal deficits, and that money is going to be coming from the private sector, savings accounts, from pension accounts, and insurance companies. He painted a picture of exploding demand for electrons powering these data behemoths.
But as the governor was talking about, the need for electrons is growing every day. You know, if we're going to be the leader in technology, which we are, if we are going to be the leader in AI, which we presently are, it's just going to require trillions of dollars of investments. And if we don't invest in it, China will be the global leader in this.
Translation, your 401ks and IRAs aren't safe havens anymore. They're the piggy bank for BlackRock's vision of an AI-dominated future where trillions get redirected into projects that conveniently align with the asset manager's own massive holdings in data centers and energy infrastructure.
Residents were told today that actually we're not going to provide you electricity anymore. The Nevada-based power company that is providing electricity to the residents of Lake Tahoe informed them today that, sorry, all the electricity we make, every watt of power that we generate is going to have to go to a nearby data center, and therefore you have until the end of next year to find a new source of electricity, and after that, we can't help you.
Thanks to the data center overlords, 49,000 residents, mostly on the California side of Lake Tahoe, are about to lose access to 75% of their electricity supply after May of 2027. Liberty Utilities is killing off 75% of the energy provided by NV Energy because NV Energy says it needs every megawatt for its own unprecedented data center growth. A massive international American tourist mecca packed with ski resorts, casinos, and 28 million visitors is getting squeezed by Google, Apple, Microsoft, and BlackRock. This is why we can't have nice things. Data centers already guzzled 22% of Nevada's electricity in 2024 alone and are cranking up to hit 35% by 2030 and a staggering 5,900 megawatts of demand by 2033. That's 2.8 times the entire output of the Hoover Dam.
We don't need another data center. You don't know what the health impact is. You got them all crunched together. You're going to have a mass exodus. You're going to ruin this community. You're going to ruin it. Ruin it if you let this continue.
Are you a member of a community where you've learned a data center is being proposed in your county? Have you decided to join your community in learning more about how this will impact farmland, the environment, your quality of life from the constant humming, noise, and light pollution? Are you concerned that your water may be drained by the data center or contaminated as we're seeing across the country? Well, you just might be a terrorist of some sort. According to 1,000 pages of unpublished reports from the Department of Homeland Security, FBI, and fusion centers, as reported by Wired.
The data center scam exposes the raw cynicism of the financial overlords at BlackRock, who manage trillions in ordinary Americans' hard-earned retirement funds while positioning themselves to profit handsomely from the very boom they're engineering at our expense. Fink's pitch isn't about national strength. It's a veiled demand to raid pensions for private gain, all while ordinary families foot the bill for skyrocketing energy costs, potential blackouts, and an unaccountable surveillance state powered by these AI fortresses designed to roll in the CBDC. This is how the Republic falls, one raided pension at a time. John,
so much work goes into this, and it's all funded by you going to thealexjonesstore.com. So this is a fundraiser time right now. We need to be raising funds because we are launching into the next stage of our, you know, rocket trip. We've shed one booster and now the new one's firing up, and we need you to fill our tank and give us the fuel to get to that next level. So please do go to thealexjonesstore.com. There is a mega sale going on right now. You're getting 40% off methylene blue tincture, methylene blue caps, Ultra DNA Revival, Shilajit caps and gummies, up to 35% off methylene red tincture, colostrum, and MK Ultra, and you're getting 30% off all apparel, shirts, hats, hoodies, and everything else. You know, what we sell you at thealexjonesstore.com are just like these amazing naturally occurring vitamins, minerals, supplements, just CMOS and Shilajit. It just is like God's gift to humanity. At some point, humanity discovers it, and get it at thealexjonesstore.com.
Everybody, welcome to the War Room Live. I'm your host, Rob Dew, sitting in for Harrison Smith. I've got my coffee. I've got some apparently a funny video from Pastor Manning, among other great instances of news that we can provide to you today. Yesterday, Alex posted a video of him in a yellow "Don't Tread on Me" shirt, talking about juice boxes making kids gay. And that actually was a meme for a while. The mainstream media was attacking him on that, saying, oh, he's saying kettle chips and juice boxes will make you gay. I did a bunch of research on this. And he put it out as a reaction to a video that we're going to go to in a second. And I'm watching their delivery of these two kind of Gen Zers, I guess, or they're either younger millennials or older Gen Zers. But they're really, you know, when you look at the information Alex Jones was giving people back in like 2010, 2011, 2012, 2013, all the way up to today. And then you look at what these guys are doing. They're trying to distill what he did by, they're putting freaking chemicals or putting chemicals in the water to turn the freaking frogs gay. So they're trying to match that energy, but they don't quite have the gravitas behind it. But we're going to go to that. Finally, we're seeing some arrests on corruption. We've seen Stephen Miller and J.D. Vance talking about all the corruption they keep finding, and it's trillions of dollars. And, you know, are we ever going to see any arrests? We saw a CIA guy get pinched for having gold bars, but, you know, it's like low-level CIA guy. He's not stealing elections. He's just stealing gold bars, but we got out of the Gateway Pundit, total corruption. Two Minnesota Muslim women arrested in massive $21 million autism program scam. So $21 million, that's a good start right there. Oh, sorry. No, there you go. That's a good start. But we need a lot more. We need a lot more. And this was Shamoso Ahmed Hassan and Hanan Mursal Youssef, 55 and 25, respectively, of Brooklyn Park, were taken into custody by HSI agents. Federal prosecutors say the pair submitted $46.6 million in fraudulent claims to Minnesota's Early Intensive Development and Behavior Intervention Program, a Medicaid-funded service for children with autism. And see, what this does is this causes people to look at these programs and go, oh, we shouldn't fund any of this at all. We shouldn't help these people at all. And that's not true. Some of these programs should be funded, but you have to have oversight. See, all we're asking for is oversight. We just have to have a little bit of oversight on these programs so we can look at them and go, and you can smell out the fraud right away. You know, the IRS, you don't submit something, you get a little AI bot sends you out a letter that says, oh, we didn't see this. Where's this bit of income? You didn't account for this. So there's no reason why we can't have that type of system in these programs where you're giving away millions of dollars, essentially. So this is good. This is good action on this. But let's go to this. We're going to go to the BPA stuff. We got about 18 minutes in this segment. And I will actually talk about, like, you can't see it there or right there. That's all that's left of my shiner from falling out of my attic on the 13th. So that was 2 weeks ago yesterday. I fell about 9 feet, broke a steering wheel on my riding lawnmower. I think that really broke my fall most of all. And then I hit my cooler, my face hit the cooler and I hit the pedal. I'll show all this, later on in the show. And I'm going to lead that into some interesting information. Yeah. I'll show all that later. Cause that's an illustrative picture because that was after I did some acupuncture. The day I fell out, I made an appointment and I've discovered the wonders of acupuncture. So we're going to get into all that, but let's go to this first. You know, you like your coffee? Well, if you're going to Starbucks and you're getting your, what you think is a paper cup, it's actually lined in plastic. And these two very interesting Gen Zers are going to show you what is actually in your cup. And they're kind of leaving it on the microplastics level because that's, you know, trendy to talk about microplastics now. But what's also in the microplastics? And we're going to get into that. That's where the information really gets interesting. So let's watch this clip. It's about 30 seconds, and then we'll come back. We got a lot more to go through. Thank you for watching.
Drinking boiling coffee out of a plastic bag?
What? This is exactly how millions of Americans start their day when they're drinking out of paper cups.
When you pour boiling hot liquid into this plastic-lined cup, it releases thousands of microplastics that end up in your bloodstream.
These can latch into your organs. Some studies even show it can end up in your brain.
Microplastic can wreck your hormones, interfere with your fertility, and who knows what else.
It might be normalized.
But this is not normal.
It's time to bring your own reusable cup.
Or actually ask Starbucks for a mug. They have it.
So they're kind of scratching the surface on the microplastics. They did mention the fertility, which is good. But what, this was May 27th, 2026. Well, now we're going to go back. I think this is from 2010, this clip. It's the clip with Jones in the yellow shirt, guys. We're going to go to that one. This is his famous juice boxes are making kids gay rant. And here it is.
Well, if you give estrogen to a bull long enough, it'll start going over and basically presenting itself to bulls. And anybody, I've read the studies on this and talked to the vets. I actually worked for a large animal vet a few summers. And it's just a fact. And so we wonder why men look like women and why women are all jacked up and going into puberty. Some of them at age 5 now. And when they go into the doctor, because they're 5-year-olds having a period, some as young as 3, the doctor comes to them and says, I'm going to give you other hormones to suppress that, not, hey, let's stop drinking GMO growth hormone milk, which has been linked to it. Hey, let's stop drinking out of estrogen mimicking containers. And again, I even catch myself, Bob, drinking out of these estrogen mimickers because it's everywhere. I mean, take this. I don't know, but I should check. This is probably lined with the type of plastic that has it. But I still grabbed this off the shelf this morning, even though it says it's organic. That's not enough. In fact, give me a knife so I can tear into this. Let's see if it's lined with it. In fact, it'll probably say it if it's lined with it inside the plastic packaging. I wonder if this spring water, natural lime flavor I'm drinking. I know full well HEB's putting fluoride in this. Why am I drinking this? I know full well these kettle chips say that they don't have MSG, but they've got the yeast extract thing that says it's MSG. What's wrong with us? Why won't we stop? Why am I so weak, Bob Chapman? Okay, here is, for those watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, here's the inside of this juice box. And if they zoom in any more, see that thin plastic? It's got it. And I'm letting my children drink this. All the juice could be out of a glass bottle. All of it could be healthy, but we see the word organic. Meanwhile, it's got an estrogen mimicker leaching right out of it. Look at that. See the plastic, folks? It's got a plastic lining. There's the plastic lining. Great point. Great caller, Bobby. I'm glad you took us in that angle. What's the name of that newscast? Because I've seen CBS newscasts admitting, and I've seen a BBC newscast conclusively This turns, you know, I saw the police chief of Fort Worth 2 weeks ago. If I put it up on screen for me, guys, if you can find it. You know, police chief promotes hormone replacement. And he says injections of testosterone for cops because cops need it. Men, if you're normal and have normal testosterone, that's enough testosterone to get you in a lot of trouble. And you know that. But maybe cops do need testosterone because after you're done drinking your little juices, well, you're ready to go out and have a baby. You're ready to put makeup on. You're ready to wear a short skirt. You're ready to go, put together a garden of roses or something. You're ready to put lipstick on. Look at this. Maybe the globalists are doing me a favor. Maybe I'm too aggressive as a male. Maybe the problem is I'm not drinking enough estrogen mimicking plastic. Maybe that's the problem.
All right, we can pull it out right there. The guy not drinking enough estrogen mimicking plastic. All right, now let's go to this. This doesn't have a lot of talking in it, so I'll kind of narrate over it. This is clip 14, guys. Let's just go ahead and roll this, and I'll just start talking over it. And this is a guy who's basically going to take a aluminum can, as is a Coke can, Coca-Cola, and right now he's sanding off the bottom, sanding off all the paint. So you're just seeing the aluminum, all right? So now you got aluminum. Now he gets this stuff called caustic soda, which I'm sure is, you know, really good for you. But it's basically going to eat away the aluminum. So he's filling it up with water, probably distilled water, and then he's going to put the can in there. And then it takes a while. You can see it. The time lapse going, it's going to be there all night into the next day. And you're going to be amazed what you see when he pulls that out, because you think you're drinking, oh, this is just an aluminum can. Well, look, the Coke is still in there. Okay. And why is that? Well, it's still being held by the plastic. There's literally a plastic lining in your aluminum can. I almost said tin can, in your aluminum can. See, there's a plastic lining. And so you think you're drinking from, you know, aluminum, which isn't good for you either. And I'm sure if it was just aluminum, imagine the leaching that comes from a Coca-Cola. If you ever have acid build up on your battery terminals, you can literally pour Coca-Cola on it. It'll like eat away the acid that's on there. It's amazing. So there's that. So Jones is talking about cans. And he was talking about juice boxes, and we're going to get into him talking about, you know, TV dinners. When you put those, anything with plastic in the microwave, it just off gases all these estrogen mimickers. So we're going to start this. They said that this clip's like 14 minutes long. And this is Alex from 2010 to 2012, just talking about BPA and plastic. There's a little clip from Food, The Ultimate Secret, which you could still find on the internet everywhere. And so this is just some interesting tidbits, which, you know, the millennials jumping around didn't explain to you all the intricacies to it. Like, why is BPA being used in plastic? Well, Alex is going to answer that question. So here's that rundown.
It's in most home plastic pipes, PVC. It's in most of the water treatment plants. It is in the lining of Coke cans, Pepsi cans, the little juice containers that are papered on the outside. They're plastic lined. The worst thing is TV dinners and other microwavable foods is bisphenol A. And when you heat it, it literally off gases into it. And it's very, very deadly. Hardcore, ladies and gentlemen. But remember, the media is going to spin this and go, Alex says juice boxes make you gay, like they did last year when I was reading mainline studies then. But never telling you I'm reading a study. They cut that out. They'll cut this out as well. The Soros people will. Now, but it won't matter, because then people in the comments of the articles go, well, wait, he's talking about bisphenol A. Why is this all cut up? Again, they know and don't want you to know, because they're population exterminist. Now, let's play one of the edited clips of many online, but it's still clear what I'm saying about bisphenol A with Bob Chapman a year and a half ago. Here it is. But the reason there's so many gay people now is because it's a chemical warfare operation. I have the government documents where they said they're going to encourage homosexuality with chemicals so that people don't have children. I even catch myself, Bob, drinking out of these estrogen mimickers. In fact, you'll probably say it if it's lined with it inside the plastic packaging. I wonder if this spring water, natural lime flavor I'm drinking. I know full well HEB's putting fluoride in this. Why am I drinking this? I know full well these kettle chips say that they don't have MSG, but they've got the yeast extract thing that says it's MSG. What's wrong with us? Why won't we stop? Why am I so weak? An example, they knew bisphenol A combinations in major studies you can pull up in the 1940s. They were looking for a plastic liner that would reduce fertility but also male aggression. And then there's all these white papers on it that we've republished at InfoWars from the Rockefeller Foundation, UN, and others. And then they get it deployed, and then they even do rebates and things to factories and companies to then make sure that bisphenol A was adopted in the majority of plastic formulas. If you wanted a formula from Dow Chemical, you can research this, or other companies that develop these systems. There's a whole class of plastics that have the bisphenol A in them. It's in printer ink. It's probably in this printer ink right here, but I'm too dumb to check and stop it. And it's infertility everywhere. And then they'll only give the license to factories for this. I mean, so they'll sub-license it to the Chinese, the Indians, the Mexicans, you know, sub-companies in the United States and Europe, knowing they went and found it, then wrote white papers on it. We've written articles about this. Then they deploy it, and then now decades later, French news agency, Chemical and Plastic Containers makes male mice act like females. And then they had George Soros-funded groups come out last year, literally hundreds of articles over a month period, thinking it would hurt me, taking out of context what I said, saying juice boxes are making you gay. Well, no, I was reading studies on air that it's causing hermaphrodite developments in fetal brains of mammals. Not just the genitals, but in the brain. And that's what's causing sexual confusion. And that's, and it's not, again, coldly, it's not an issue of your identity. Do you understand that this is a public plan and has been done? Male mice who were exposed as babies to BPA, a chemical common in canned foods and plastic containers, it lines the tin cans, everything, act more like females and are seen as less desirable mates, a U.S. study shows Monday. The findings should have implications on how BPA and bisphenol A may affect human development and behavior, and the study published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. That is the most prestigious. The BPA-exposed deer mice in the study look normal, but there's nothing obviously wrong with them, yet they are clearly different, said the lead author at the University of Missouri. Females do not want the mate BPA-exposed male because they're giving off different pheromones. They're giving off a female pheromone. And BPA-exposed males perform worse on spatial navigation tasks. It also stunts you. Development. You go to a restaurant, most of the boys now just look like mutant brain-damaged people. I mean, I'm sorry. It's just, you know, it's hardcore. The girls are hyper-female. They're growing taller. Their growth hormone, they're having really a form of subacromeglia. And that's why the women, there's a quadrupling now in breast cancer in the last 20 years? Women, they're not going to tell you why you get that breast tumor and why they then fry you with radiation and bug poison known as chemo and suck all the money out of you. And then you'll die and you'll be put in a box. Now, I meant to come into the show today and get into this incredible report. And again, there are thousands of studies all over the world going back 80, 90 years dealing with plastics and that they are oils. They're oil-based, and many of the drugs that Big Pharma has made are petrochemical-based because they can manipulate it. And that the bisphenol A that's been adopted in most plastics, the liners of tin cans, plastic juice boxes, you know, all of it, even the paper ones have that lining. It's how the paper doesn't get soggy, doesn't break through. Normal paper box would, that it leaches estrogen mimickers, and it also causes endocrine disruptions, overall disruptions. And we covered that report. And, of course, literally hundreds of these. If you just type in hermaphrodite frogs, hermaphrodite fish, sterile fish, sterile frogs. I've seen studies with upwards of half of them in the southern Mississippi now being sterile or having both sexes. And it's also changing the brains of the frogs. Now, the globalists would spin this as a human right. The frogs have a right for us to dump this in the water and make them hermaphrodites or make them confused. See, it's a scientific issue, but they would say, you're being a hermaphrodite frogophobe. And I'm like, what does this have to do with people's sexual preference? I'm saying they're choosing it for you and that it's not like a preference. They have biologically altered who you are, and that's been the plan all along. And we cover it in the in-game extras, the university documents where they talked about doing this. And now we got Holdren and all the others. This is what they've done. And they're keeping it in the plastics. They're keeping it in everything. They're doing it and they don't care. And they're not going to stop. You have to stop eating and drinking out of what they're doing.
You see here before you what an average person would buy
right
when they
we'll
went
come
shopping.
Come back to that. That's actually the intro to food, The Ultimate Secret, one of our big productions we did a while, many years ago. But just looking at the information he was presenting there, talking about how BPA even got into the formulas for plastic. You know, they're like, oh, here's an incentive. You were given incentives to put it in there. Why? And then they knew this from the 30s and 40s that this was an estrogen mimicker. So it wasn't like, oh, we're just using BPA because it's cheap. You know, it actually costs a little more to put BPA in it, but they put it in everything. Why are they doing that? At the end of the day, they don't want people reproducing. They want to be able to have a managed class of people that can be easily controlled, that aren't smart, that have been dumbed down with the food, the water, the stuff they're spraying in the air. And you know, we talk about the pedo tolerance level. There's going to be an elite tolerance level that we hit at some point as well, where people are just going to go, you know what? I'm whistleblowing on everything, and boom, the information comes out. Now, will anything happen? That's the $10,000 question. Will anything happen? Don't forget, we are now everything you can find about Alex Jones and the Info Warrior Army can be found at alexjoneslive.com. There we have all the links to the streams. You can find the streams on X. You can find the streams on Rumble. But all those links are there at alexjoneslive.com, plus the articles, plus any special reports. It's basically what InfoWars used to be, but made a little more, I guess, not as clunky. This is a lot quicker website. And of course, everything we do is supported at thealexjonesstore.com. And right now, we still have the flash BOGO sales, the last day. You can either get Trifecta T3 Iodine or Methylene Blue. Buy one, get one free for either one. Or I think you can even switch. You can get an Iodine and then get Methylene Blue free, or get Methylene Blue and get the Iodine free. So I love the T3. It used to be called, we used to sell it as X2. Still the same formula. They say it's even a little stronger now. So check that out, thealexjonesstore.com. When we come back, I'll finish up Alex's report on BPA, because that really is the rest of the story. You'll get these little tidbits and stuff on TikTok and X, but you don't know, you know, you're getting the rest of the story here. That's why you come here. You come here for actual real information, not just, you know, goofy Gen Zers jumping around, you know, pointing at holes in paper cups. We're getting a little bit more here. We'll be right back.
We have to get more people hired. We have to finish the new big studios. We have to have our legal defense and offense, and we have to move forward. So now is the time. Have we not delivered to you in the fight against tyranny? Have you not delivered supporting us at Symbiotic? A win-win situation. Like he says in Gladiator after he chops up, you know, the four guys just a few seconds. He says, are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? And I say, are you not empowered? Are the tyrants not scared? Are they not coming after me and my crew? You want somebody to fight? You want somebody to stand up for you? Well, then you got to back them. And those that have backed us, I salute you from the bottom of my heart. And those that have shared the articles and videos, that's great. But it's different classes of people. The people that tune in and get the knowledge, but are scared or lazy or whatever. Then there's people that at least share the articles and videos and Paul Revere it. We appreciate you. Okay? So you got like copper, you know, on the bottom. At least you listen, but I hope people learn from this through osmosis or something. Then you got the silver folks that at least share the articles and videos to wake up other people. And then you got the gold standard, the people that do it all, and the people that get great products that are smart enough to say, wow, this guy really knows what he's talking about. I believe him. He'd only sell me something that works. And then they try it. We have a 90%+ reorder rate with supplements because I wouldn't sell you something that doesn't work. I'm not stupid. That's why I don't serve evil. I know the second, third, fourth order events of it will destroy me. Plus, I don't like it. I don't enjoy it. I feel good being truthful. I feel good being honest. I feel good stomping tyrants politically into the ground nonviolently. Slashing their throats nonviolently. Stabbing ice picks in their heads nonviolently. Cutting their heads off nonviolently. Ripping their entrails out politically nonviolently. I like just breaking their bones and grinding them down to make my bread. Fee-fi-fo-fum. I smell the blood of satanic globalist scum. Be they alive or be they dead, I'll grind their bones to make my bread. You want somebody to fight for you? Well, you better believe you got it. The real McCoy. The spirit of resistance and victory. And they know it, and it's why they fear it. And if you will simply join me and ask God for this spirit to lead, God, and direct us, the spirit that overcomes, God doesn't give us over a spirit of weakness and fear, but one is a roaring lion that conquers, that destroys tyrants, that overcometh. And when the enemy comes in like a flood, the spirit of the Lord lifts up a standard against it. And we are the crucible. We are the shield of the people. We are the standard. We have the spirit. We have the will. But we have to have no fear and commit to this fight. Give me your word of mouth. Give me your prayers to God for our providence and support, because if God be with us, who can stand against us? And financially support us now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a VIP. Cancel any time. It's no commitment. You just get all the best deals. $30 a month spend, instantly $40 to buy whatever you want. You make 10 bucks right there. Special offers, sales on top of sales for everybody, and special offers at thealexjonesstore.com. Commit. Be a VIP. You can also donate on the site at the donate button. Just take action now. But those of you that have supported us, you know who you are, and I thank you from the bottom of my soul.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Now boogie to the...
Well, we got some breaking news. I guess it's a couple hours old. On Nick Sorter's Twitter, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent confirms a $250 bill of President Trump's face on it is already in the works. He's talking about it, but if you guys don't have that clip, we don't need to go to it. But he said there's proposed legislation in front of the House and in front of the Senate to change the law so that a living person could be on a $250 bill. So they prepared it at the Treasury. There is a picture of what that bill would look like. It looks like it's his, it's Trump's picture from his, I guess the, when he won the second time. There it is on the Drudge Report, the next $250 bill. I don't think there is a $250 bill now, is there? there's $50 bill. We know that because of data from the Goonies. We found all the $50 bill. Some of you probably have no idea what I'm talking about. Well, it would take five 100s to equal two $250 bills. So there you go. That's interesting. I don't know what it does. It doesn't do anything about the election security. That's one thing I do know. So I'm glad they're working on that instead of like making sure our elections are good. But actually, there was from NPR, judge in D.C. declines to block Trump's mail-in voting order. So he wrote an executive order in 2025 that was halted by the courts because they said he couldn't do that. But then he issued it in March 31st, and he called the Homeland Security to work with the Social Security Administration to create lists of adults in each state and send those lists to election officials. It also called for the U.S. Postal Service to come up with lists of eligible voters and only deliver mail-in ballots to people on those lists. Because what were we finding? People were just going out, just regular citizens were getting, they were like, look, this house that's abandoned has 300 people registered to it. Wow, that's weird. You think that's weird? And, you know, you bring this to the authorities, like, huh, wow, we've never seen anything like that before. We better get right on that. But we don't see anything happen. We just see, well, another 300 people get to vote from this abandoned house. It's sort of like when we stopped the car this was down at the border, and Jones got in front of the car and stopped it, and this guy had thrown some of the kids in the hatchback. It was a hatchback, and they had put the kids in the back of the hatchback, and they had some adults and some other kids and pregnant ladies in the centers, all immigrants. They were all just taking them somewhere. But this guy throws these kids in without any car seats, which is against the law. These are young kids. They're just throwing, there they are in the hatchback, just sitting there. And this guy's got a staff shirt on, so he can do whatever he wants. He can just break any law because he's got staff on his shirt. And they're like, oh, we're going to call the cops on you. We're like, good, call the cops. So the cops come over and like, oh, what's going on? And we're like, hey, man, this guy's trying to drive with kids in the hatchback. That's against the law, bro. And the cops are like, that is against the law. What's going on here? And so what do? The guy doesn't get a ticket. No, of course not, because he's allowed to traffic children. That's totally within the law. So they just make him go back inside, and then they were going to find car seats for him, which is the law that everybody else has to follow. But see, when you're a migrant, you don't have to follow the laws. You know, trafficking migrants, it's got its own set of laws, which are basically nothing. But you can see the kids just hanging out in the back of a hat. We're just going to drive them around, where was that, Laredo? I don't know if that was Laredo. That was the other, it wasn't El Paso. McAllen. Yeah, it was McAllen. Yeah. Yeah, I'm actually in that shot. I'm over on the other side getting shots. It's just. So I take this back to what we're looking at with these mail-in ballots. And it's like, oh, hundreds of mail-in ballots get to go to this abandoned house. And we're like, is that wrong? Are we not allowed to do that? Oh, we didn't know. There's a bunch of people walking around going, we didn't know. No. Yeah, I didn't know defense doesn't work unless you're a little kid. It's the only way it works. So let's go back. And we jumped from BPA. Let's go back and finish up Jones talking about BPA. These are clips from 2010, 11, 12. I think it ends with a clip from 2012. But you can see Alex talking about this cogent. But the earlier, the juice boxes are making the kids gay rant, you can see that was like the grandfather to putting chemicals in the water to turn the frickin' frogs gay. You could see the lineage, how it progressed from that. Because now then he starts talking about frogs. And then he starts talking about other things. And then years later, it becomes, I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the frickin' frogs gay, that really kind of brought the whole situation to a head of what, and that was atrazine. That's not even BPA. That's just a fertilizer that was run off. But it's everywhere, you know? So it's the plastics. The plastics are leaching BPA into the water. The atrazine is messing with the frogs. Everything has been designed to destroy our basic essence. Okay, and it's not there for our health, obviously. It's there to make us dumb and manageable, because that's what they want. They want stupid people that can be managed. And that's another reason why we see all this fear-based stuff. You know, they want to keep us in fear land, because when we're scared, we can be managed. So that's why we're giving you this information now. So you could take it and go, this is why they do this. I'm empowered now. And then, you know, drink out of glass. There's nothing but glass at my house. That's what it's there for. It's there to drink out of. It's not there so we can all be estrogen mimicked and go through puberty at 12, or not even 12, like 10, 7, 8, 9, these, you know, boys and girls going through puberty. Mainly girls. Mainly hits girls quicker. It's just crazy. But let's finish up the report.
You see here before you what an average person would buy when they went shopping at the store. Not everything here is bad for you, but much of it has compounds and artificial chemicals that have been added that are extremely toxic and bad for your health. And they have known this the entire time, and they have approved them for use. Maryland bans chemical BPA linked to medical issues. And it says not only is it linked to impotency, but its more serious side effects were highlighted Thursday as a ban on the substance came into effect in Maryland. Maryland was the fourth U.S. state to ban the chemical bisphenol A, commonly known as BPA, which was linked to early puberty, childhood obesity, autism, reproductive problems, breast cancer, and other medical issues like sterility. The chemical is often found in baby bottles and is common in clear plastic food and drink containers. BPA is thought to leach into the container contents when heated. Thousands of different formulas of plastic. This was the one adopted in the last 50 years worldwide. Fox News goes on. Meanwhile, Berlin-based urologist Professor Frank Sommer told the London Daily Telegraph on Tuesday that men could ingest enough BPA from its use in receipts alone. It's commonly used as the black ink to suppress male hormones in the body and reduce fertility or even sterilize you. That's Fox News. Here is the Baltimore Sun. Senate passes BPA ban in bottles, cups for small children. There's no reason. This has been chosen and adopted because it's meant to sterilize you. When bisphenol A was approved by the federal government back in the 1950s, and out of thousands of different plastic formulas, it was chosen by industry, despite the fact, from my research, it's not even one of the least expensive formulas, to be a hardening agent in plastic. Plastic liners, food containers, the lining of cans, and of course, soda, pop, as it's called in the Northeast. And in the last 30 years, there have been legions, literally thousands of studies. There have been several hundred published in the last year that bisphenol A is, above all, does a lot of things. It's a hormone disruptor. But it mimics chiefly estrogen. Estrogen being the dominant hormone in the female side of the species Homo sapiens sapien. And so it feminizes boys and hyper-feminizes girls. And there's so much bisphenol A being eaten by humans and seeping into our water supply and into other beverages that when we then urinate and defecated into the sewage system, that it is then processed and put into reservoirs, that in every major reservoir that's been studied, you have the feminization of male fish and amphibians like frogs. And this is on record worldwide where bisphenol A is used. Leaching of hormones, and that's what birth control does, is it mimics pregnancy, so that the woman cannot become pregnant. So they're basically in a artificial pregnancy state. Causes a lot of psychological problems and physical problems. And in all of these studies, they admit that it's causing boys
to go into... You know, that little, just that little offhanded comment on birth control pills. You know, you could tell Alex has had experience women having psychological problems being on birth control. You could just, that little pause right there, and he's like, yeah, and it happens. There's women who will go through several different types of birth control to get it right because it's screwing with your hormone system. And now they're saying, wow, if you're on birth control, you might you know, you might have a good chance you're getting cancer because these things are messing with your hormones. That's what all cancer is. I don't even know if he gets into this, but there's a clip out there somewhere where he talks about sharks don't get cancer because they don't have hormones. They're just cartilage missiles that go through the water. So people are always studying sharks and like, how come they don't have cancer? Well, they're not built like us. They don't, you know, we're built to have highs and lows and whatnot. But let's finish up. I just thought that was pretty interesting right there.
I'm Karen Sigmund, and
I think we went to the wrong clip. cue that back up if you can. Or were we at the end of our clip? That wasn't the end of it, was it? Okay. All right. We hit what do they have? They call it a fat finger. And sometimes you hit two things at once. Go ahead, guys, play it.
Puberty at around age 7. And, of course, the average before the 1950s with bisphenol A was about 13. But I did find several mainstream news articles that did tell the truth. One was in the Kansas City Star, kansascity.com. Study finds puberty arriving early in girls. And it went on to say many scientists believe chemicals in the environment need to be studied, like bisphenol A, that act like estrogen. Bisphenol A is used in many plastics, food packaging, and even dental sealants. And so they go on to tell the truth and say the scientists and researchers are saying bisphenol A. But I watched all these different newscasts last night and this morning that were aggregated on YouTube. We have them linked up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And they said, you're eating too much. That's what's making you go into puberty. That has nothing to do with it. And they know that. And it's hard to avoid bisphenol A when you drink bottled water when you're out on the road, or you know, you're at an event and people are drinking whiskey, but you just want to have a Coca-Cola. And it's full of aspartame, full of bisphenol A, full of corn syrup, depending on what you're drinking. You can't hardly find sugar candy or gum at a gas station that may have 50, 60 choices. And my children are begging for some candy, and it either has aspartame. You know, for us, we're so acclimated because we already know we're telling the truth that when it's admitted, I mention it and people go, oh, that's crazier than him saying that the plastic lining is an estrogen mimicker and feminizes men. And then hundreds of George Soros connected groups came out in a meme, in an organized attack, and said I was insane. And I do talk shows to this day and they go, you're the crazy guy who thinks that juice boxes make us gay. And I said, what I said was, here's all the government documents, how they chose this type of plastic to feminize men. And by the way, the big part of the report was, give you breast cancer. Give you breast cancer and prostate cancer. You need to be concerned about that. And they're like, shut up, homophobe. And I'm like, listen, it's causing the frogs and fish to be hermaphrodites. This is a planned program. It's running off into the lakes and streams. And they just go, shut up, homophobe. And I'm like, listen, it's not about that. These chemicals are giving you cancer. Shut up. Like the Coney guy. Nah, nah. So that's what's going on. And this is the type of invincible ignorance that we deal with.
Invincible ignorance. That's what we've been dealing with for years at InfoWars. And you can see now it's becoming mainstream. You can see mainstream people making this content, putting it out there. I'm going to go to another example of that probably in the next hour. Mike Benn's clip surfaced just the other day, and he's talking about John Brennan issuing visas to the 15 of the 19 September 11th hijackers. And I'm going to show you who was telling Jones about that back in all the way back to 2001. I mean, it's crazy, the amount of information. Which one's clip 13? What was it? Oh, 17? Oh, yeah, no. We won't go to that now. That's a longer report. We'll put some. I think what we'll do is, let's go to this. Let's go to clip 10. This is the internet obsessing over the apocalypse alarm tracking billionaire private jet escape routes. So people are tracking through all these different programs, the private jets, and we'll show you what that, there's a website of what it looks like. And, but let's go to that. People are freaking out about this. This is another thing Alex Jones has been telling you about for years. In fact, when he went to Hawaii, the Hawaiians were showing them. They're like, look, Mark Zuckerberg's building a bunker here. They just keep bringing in, you know, heavy equipment and bulldozers, and they're going into caves and digging things up, and they got, you know, submarines and stuff like that. People are like, that's got to be crazy. Well, now people are really taking a note of it because, you know, the whole system around us is starting to slowly collapse. And so let's go to clip 10, and then we'll continue on. I'll show you that website. Here it is.
If the world's richest billionaires suddenly try to flee the country all at once, an elite tracking system will now trigger an apocalypse alarm. An American programmer has officially launched the Apocalypse Early Warning System. The concept is simple. It monitors the exact flight data of over 11,000 private jets owned by the world's elite. The system filters out normal air traffic to isolate the specific transponders of tech moguls and politicians. If the tracker detects a sudden, massive swarm of billionaire jets all taking off at the exact same time, the alarm jumps to level 5, which is called duck and cover. We already know elites are obsessed with apocalypse insurance. Mark Zuckerberg has a fortified compound with a massive underground bunker in Hawaii, and OpenAI executives have literally admitted they plan to build bunkers before unleashing advanced AI. Unsurprisingly, billionaires are biting back. Elon Musk famously banned flight trackers on X, and the US Congress is currently reviewing a privacy act to hide private jet broadcast data from the public. If the billionaires lose their privacy, we get a front row seat to their escape route. If the alarm goes off, where are you heading?
So that's interesting there. The Apocalypse Early Warning System, which you can find at ews.kylemcdonald.net. That's Kyle, K-Y-L-E, McDonald, M-C-D-O-N-A-L-D, kylemcdonald.net. And you can see it right there. He's got all the, and these are just the private jets of the elite. Interesting, there's a lot got down there in the southern part of Brazil. The Bushes actually own, I think it's in Uruguay or Paraguay. They own a bunch of land down there, some ranch land that's got like huge reservoirs of water underneath it, you know. So this was last updated May 28th, but these alarms will trigger if people start going into one direction. And most of these jets, you'll see them. Look at Paraguay, it's been a Bush's alleged $100,000 acre hideaway. Look at that, from 2006. You know, it's just stupid information I have floating around in my head. But where they're going to go, where you'll see them go, because James Cameron, you can go, guys, come to this map here. They're all going to come down this way to South America, or they'll be coming down this way to New Zealand. Maybe they'll go around that way and come out, because there's a lot in New Zealand. These little bunkers, they think, you know, New Zealand's just big enough to create its own ecosystem with, you know, have fresh water. It's far enough away from everything, so if there's, you know, nuclear blasts, they won't get hit immediately. We don't know what's on, there's some island down here, some Rothschild Island that no one's allowed to go to in Antarctica. And I'm sure there'll be some people fleeing to Antarctica. But the problem with Antarctica is you got to bring your own fuel. You know, you can't just, it's not just going to, you don't just have things that you can use. There's no, it's just ice and penguins. And the Thing, probably. I guess the Thing lives out there too. That's where the Thing is from. But anyway, people are concerned enough about the elites that we're starting to watch the elites. And that's good. The elites should be afraid of us. But they're not. You know, I've looked at some charts, and they show what people think the distribution of income should be and then what they think it really is. All right. They asked economists this. And it's pretty close. Obviously, what they think it should be very socialist, and then they show the version of what they think it actually is, and you're like, okay, that's livable. But then they show what it actually is, and it's like, I think it's the top 1% own 40% of all the wealth in the world. That's the top 1% of and then by the time you get to the low income, you know, the destitute people, they own nothing. They own literally nothing, barely on the chart. And then the people on the right side of the chart, they're off the chart. And that's all happened. A lot of that happened in 2008. Then a lot happened in COVID. And when these people don't get arrested and go to jail, you know, these low-level minions, these aren't the problem. Okay? Yes, they should get punished for what they're doing. Okay? They should get punished for stealing money. But it's the people above them. Okay? The Somalis didn't land in Minnesota and go, we know how to steal from American government. They were taught this. This is a program. Because that you think they get to keep all that money? No, that money goes back into the Democrat Party. It's like Act Blue, where Act Blue was taking donations from people, and then they were using, like, one person would give a $10 donation. Then they would, under their name, they would, oh, now you've given $100,000. And you know, James O'Keefe's going to these people, did you give $100,000 to Act Blue? They're like, no, I only gave once, $10. You know, so it's all, but that money here is what flows in through Act Blue. And they've got all these systems set up where they're doing that, where they're taking the money, running it through pipelines. And that's why they had, you had all these NGOs. NGOs were another way to launder money. So it's just one giant money laundering operation after another. And until these people go to jail, it's not going to stop. Just like the pandemics are going to continue. Okay? We've got, where's the, I had an Ebola article in front of me. That people are like concerned about how the administration's handling Ebola. Ebola is not the problem. Okay? It's the fact that we're letting people create diseases and do mad scientists work on these diseases. And then they release these diseases and we don't do anything to them. So until we do something to these people, they will continue to do what they're going to do. All right. When we come back, I'm going to get into alpha-gal syndrome and some interesting information on how to combat it. And if you find yourself with alpha-gal, what you can do, because, yeah, we should be eating meat. We should be eating animals that take grass and turn it into protein. That's like the best system you could ever have. Okay, an animal takes grass, keeps the grass down, keeps, you know, prairie fires from happening. Basically, it's fire mitigation being turned into protein. All right, fire mitigation into steaks. Okay, that's the world I want to live in. I want to live in a world where the animals are helping us and we're eating them because they're good. And the animals want us to be full. All right, we'll be right back. Start of the second hour of the War Room. I'm your host, Rob Dude. Thanks for watching.
BOGO Sups, buy one, get one free supplements right now, has been extended. The Memorial Day sale was just that popular. We wanted to give y'all another day to take advantage of the buy one, get one sale on T3 Trifecta Iodine Tincture, as well as the Ultra Methylene Blue Tincture. T3 Trifecta Iodine Tincture is built to support thyroid health, hormone balance, metabolism, energy, and daily wellness. It's one of the life-changing products, you know. Well, really a lot of, really all of our products are life-changing, but iodine and the methylene blue are the two that for years we've had people call in and say, I have no idea how I survived without this. It's changed my life. And the thing is that you might not even know what an effect a lack of iodine is having on your body. Again, I'm not a doctor. I'm not going to make medical claims here, but I do know from personal experience and, you know, friends of mine start taking iodine and they're like, it's amazing. I sleep an hour less a night. Like, I just have more energy. I just need an hour less of sleep. Now, again, I don't know what the effect is going to be on you, but you aren't going to know until you try it. Maybe you're going around just thinking that, well, you're just getting older and the brain fog is setting in. It's just a matter of age and nothing you can do about it. Well, have you tried to do something about it? Have you tried to fight back against age and the poisons in our food and water? Because you're not going to know how effective and powerful this stuff is until you try it. You may very well realize that you're not supposed to be. You're not just supposed to be in pain all the time. You're not supposed to just have brain fog all the time. That's a problem that you can solve. And we help you solve it by going to thealexjonesstore.com. That's thealexjonesstore.com. Go to thealexjonesstore.com/Harrison to let them know who sent you. Join the VIP club. Get massive discounts across the board. T3 Trifecta Iodine and Ultra Methylene Blue Tincture on sale right now for buy one, get one. Whatever you can do to support us, we absolutely appreciate it. And obviously, the easiest and freest way is to share the link, share the content upload our stuff, download our stuff, do whatever you want with it. But the most helpful way is, of course, go to thealexjonesstore.com and make a purchase. Help yourself and help us.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.